I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past week, I watched Sound of Metal on Amazon Prime. This movie is nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars. It's about a heavy metal drummer who goes completely deaf and then has to learn how to live with his new condition. Now, I was reluctant to watch this film because I thought it would be depressing. In fact, I watched like 10 minutes of it and then turned it off the first time because I didn't want to watch a movie about a person who loses like one of their most important abilities. That's depressing, you know? But about a week later, I decided to give the film a second chance, and I have to say it's actually not as depressing as I had expected. I think it's in the way that it handles the guy losing his hearing. Okay, so our main character here is Ruben, played by Riz Ahmed. We meet him during one of his band's shows. As far as I could tell, this band is comprised of just him and his girlfriend Lou, played by Olivia Cooke. She plays guitar and screams while he plays the drums. We learn the two basically live in an RV together, and they seem to have a pretty good relationship. One day, Ruben's hearing gets all messed up and muffled while he's at a market. He says nothing about it, though, and we get the impression that maybe this isn't the first time that's happened to him. Anyway, a little more time goes by, and then blam, he wakes up totally deaf. And that's where the less depressing than I was expecting thing comes in. You see, I think because this guy goes completely deaf all at once after a few signs that might happen made it less of a slog. If he had slowly lost his hearing while in agony and trying all kinds of treatments that didn't work, that would have been depressing. This, though, not quite as depressing. Anyway, Ruben goes to a special, like, boot camp for deaf people to learn how to live this way, and he just kind of adjusts. In fact, he adjusts fairly well. He does all the stuff you would expect. He learns sign language, he bonds with others, etc. There's a guy who runs the camp named Joe, played by Paul Racy. He's like Ruben's mentor, who shows him the way and helps him cope with his new predicament. More on that in a minute. Okay, so that's pretty much the movie. Ruben learns how to be deaf. It's pretty simple. In case you're wondering, yes, of course, Lou does leave him, but it's not dwelled on. Now, what I enjoyed about this film was the incredible performance of Riz Ahmed, who is nominated for Best Actor. He's desperate, but not over-emotional. We understand him just by looking at his face. I mean, of course this guy doesn't want to be deaf. And of course this guy isn't happy. But he doesn't resort to weeping or over-the-top hand-wringing. He just wants his hearing back. Which brings me to the aspect of this film that baffled me. It's Joe, the deaf guru, to Ruben. At one point in the film, Ruben does what he has to pay for an operation that could restore his hearing, at least a little. And Joe seems to be betrayed by this or something. He does explain himself, but I didn't get it. Of course Ruben would get that operation, and yet Joe is upset with him? He seemed hurt. I just didn't get it. But maybe I missed something. Alright, so this movie was directed by Darius Marder and written by Marder and a couple of others. It looks great, and its sound design is fantastic. A really good job is done here showing us, or making us hear, what Ruben is hearing at various times in the film. Sound of Metal is paced well, it comes in at 2 hours on the nose, but it doesn't feel like it. This is a simple film about a simple guy with a simple problem. It doesn't do much more than what I've described. Ruben goes deaf and then has to learn to live with it. The film is thoughtful and real, it has great acting, and it's emotional. I give Sound of Metal a 4 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.